Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So in my experience, if you spend time with God long enough in prayer, you will come to realize what Jeremiah says to us in our first reading. But you, O Lord of hosts, you who probe with justice, who scrutinize the loins and the heart. In other words, you will realize that God is seeking for you to open your heart to Him. And likewise, there are things in your heart that need to be brought to the light, which you may have been hiding. Now think of it like this. Everybody's heart is like a house. And you know there are rooms where everybody is welcome, and you will happily entertain people in the living room or the kitchen. But in everybody's house, there is a place where you do not want anyone to go, and that place is locked. And the same thing applies to our hearts. There are places in your heart where others are welcome, but there are places where the door is locked, even sometimes to yourself. You want to forget it that the room even exists, so you keep the door shut. And you think that God is not going to find out because you've got your hand on the door. Perhaps you have those places in your heart where you don't want anyone to know, especially God. But there is good news. If your heart is like a house, from God's perspective, there is something odd about your house. If you think that God is not going to find out, well, know that there is no roof on top of your house. God already knows and sees what is in your house. He does not need permission to know what's in your heart. He already knows, but He does need permission for Him to go in there and bring you healing and freedom. The good news is that there is no roof on your house, but at the same time, we are only as free as our secrets. I invite you, especially if you haven't been in a while, to turn to the sacrament of reconciliation these last few days of Lent. That God, even if He knows what's already in our hearts, is still willing to love us and pour out His great mercy on us. So unlock the door and let God in and experience true freedom. Let us pray. Pardon the offences of your peoples, we pray, O Lord, and in your goodness set us free from the bonds of the sins we have committed in our weakness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.